story was told of a young boy who was very distressed about the role that he was to play in the Christmas pageant. He was the innkeeper. He was the one that was to turn the Holy Family away on that night. They practiced several times and everything went along without a hitch. The little fellow was still distressed. On the day of the pageant, he grew rather quiet. On the night as the play was progressing, it came his time as the Holy Family came to the inn. The knock came to the door. The little fellow opened the door and said, "Welcome, y'all. We've been looking for you. Come on in, Cousin Joseph. We're so glad to have you." Everybody said it was the best Christmas pageant ever. During the last few Sundays, my sermons have been titled Mary's Song, Joseph's Song, and tonight, the Shepherd's Song. As I have reflected over this reading of Christmas and the stories that have unfolded before us during this journey of Advent, as I have thought about those that heard the good news that a child was born, that the Savior of the world has come. And as it came to my heart again during this season, and as I watched from my balcony there at the apartment, and as I saw the crowds lined up and parked at all the traffic lights, as I struggled to make my own way through this maze that assembles around me, I thought, if I would have been there on that first Christmas, would I have heard the good news that the shepherds heard? As I think about my role as a minister, in those days, maybe a rabbi, they didn't get the message. As I thought about all those busy folks, like at Walmart, and all the individuals in the cars, the busy folks on that first Christmas, they didn't get the message. If I was one of those comfortable middle class people, would I have been listening? They didn't get the message either. As I read again the story of the shepherds, and think about who they were, they were completely outside of all the local town gossip. They were completely separated from the local news. I mean, if you happen to have a young lady in your home, the last person that you would ever want them to marry was a shepherd. Never really having a home, sojourning all through the area trying to find places to graze your sheep on other people's lands. As I look at those folks, that gather at the shopping malls. I think about my heart. Do I see them just as customers hustling and bustling about? Or do I think about some of them as being lost sheep that need a shepherd? And I think that we can ask ourselves tonight, had I been born on that first Christmas, would I have been one of those that said, there's no room here? Would I have been so busy, I just didn't know? I think the question that we can ask ourselves tonight is, since last Christmas and this Christmas, what is the message that we have heard in our heart? Have we been aware that Christ has come into our world? That our trust is not in the economics of the day? Or who is elected president? But our trust and our hope is in God. Can we embrace the fact that the child has come? And that we sing not only at Christmas, but we sing all year long, Christ has come. Emmanuel, God is with us all the time, reaching out in love and the freshness of each new day. As we embrace each sunrise, of each sunset, as we journey to the beach and see the magnificent ocean as the waves continue to roll, or go to the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains not far from our very door, do we see a God of creation who loves us, who gives to us these precious gifts? How much richer our families are or will become when we crown this child King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our lives. When we place this Christ as the Lord of our life. When we hear the good news and it takes root in our soul and makes a difference in us and the way we view the world. Sad as it is for me to say, I probably would not have heard the message that first Christmas. But the most important question I can ask myself is, have I heard the message today? And that's the most important question you can ask yourself tonight. Am I embracing this good news as the shepherds did? Have I heard the message that the angels proclaimed? Has this child been born in my heart and life? And if not, and Christmas Eve is a great time to start afresh the spiritual journey to Bethlehem. And let us see this great deed that has taken place among us. Amen.